This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia's King Salman told U.S. President Donald Trump in a phone call that the kingdom was eager to achieve a fair and permanent solution to the Palestinian issue, which he said was the main starting point of the kingdom's proposed Arab Peace Initiative. The Arab Peace Initiative was drawn up in Saudi Arabia, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for statehood deals with the Palestinian and full Israeli withdrawal from territory captured in 1967. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is talking tough ahead of a crucial round of post-Brexit trade deals and talks with the European Union. He says Britain is prepared to walk away and insist a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. The talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to rethink their current positions. The EU, in turn, accuses Britain of failing to take the negotiations seriously. EU and UK negotiators are meeting in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the bloc on January 31st. The third typhoon in as many weeks has brought more rain and wind to South Korea after damaged buildings caused blackouts in nearly 500,000 homes and injured 20 people in southern Japanese islands. Traffic was paralyzed in southern Japan after the typhoon passed. Bullet trains were suspended and most domestic flights in and out of southwestern Japanese airports were canceled Monday. Haishin moved onshore in the southern South Korean city of Ulsan by mid-morning, and forecasters warned of very heavy rain and strong winds from the typhoon, packing maximum winds of 78 miles per hour. This is VOA News. India has crossed the coronavirus tally of Brazil with 4.2 million cases and became the second worst hit country on a day when urban metro trains partially resumed service in the capital, New Delhi, and other states. More than 90,000 cases had been added to India's caseload within a 24-hour period. India is now only behind the United States, which has more than 6 million cases. Its health ministry Monday also reported more than 1,000 deaths for a total of 71,642. India has been recording the world's largest daily coronavirus caseload for almost a month, even as the government pushes to open businesses to revive a contracting economy. Globally, more than 882,000 deaths have been recorded from COVID-19, with a new milestone of 27 million infections. Australia announced on Monday that it had struck supply and production agreements with pharmaceutical companies worth $1.7 billion Australian dollars over two potential COVID-19 vaccines. Under the agreement, Britain's University of Oxford, in collaboration with AstraZeneca and Australia's University of Queensland, working with CSL, will provide more than 84.8 million vaccine doses for Australia's population of 26 million, almost entirely manufactured in the Australian city of Melbourne. Julian Assange's legal battle to avoid extradition to the United States, where he faces criminal charges over the activities of his WikiLeaks website, continues in a London court this Monday after months of hiatus caused by the coronavirus lockdown. The U.S. authorities accused the Australian-born 49-year-old Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with the colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. Assange is seen as by his admirers around the world as a champion of free speech and investigative journalism who exposed abuses of power and other questionable practices by arms of the U.S. government, boldly challenging the global superpower. He has critics in Washington and other Western capitals saying that by publishing unredacted documents, he recklessly endangered the lives of people in Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan who had assisted Western powers in some way or another. Feminist groups and family members of missing persons contributed and continue to occupy offices of the National Human Rights Commission on Sunday in Mexico as they called on the government to take more action to combat gender-based violence and locate missing persons. The building was initially occupied by missing persons' family members and advocates Thursday. On Friday, feminist groups joined the protest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.